Hello, everyone. Welcome to the third season of the Fun and Planning Guru podcast. We're back. I'm Liam. With me today is our guru, Dr. Gibson, with 40 years of experience in the industry and 30 years of research in fun and planning. Dr. Gibson, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Liam. It's a pleasure to be back. I guess it's been a weird year and a half or so with the COVID situation and a lot of things going on. So glad we can get these going again.
Me too. Speaking of COVID-19, this past year and a half, we have all experienced a massive, unprecedented event, the COVID-19 pandemic, which affected many, many sectors, including the construction industry, obviously. So throughout this hard time, what aspects of the front end planning were highlighted and what hardships were caused by this pandemic in the industry, Dr. Gibson?
Yeah, it's just been a real unprecedented time, I think, with the way people address projects. And, I think that a few things that we've seen that are incredibly important, and I think, as we'll talk later, maybe pass on to future as we move forward. I think one is, we've really gone to technology for meetings, whereas we used to get on an airplane, go spend a day or two meeting with people. Now we're meeting remotely, and the technology has changed to the point where it's really very convenient to do that. So we've become a Microsoft Teams or a Zoom or whatever your platform is situation where you can meet often, whereas you perhaps couldn't meet as often in the past. There's some good sides and bad sides to that. Obviously, I think, one of the things that I've always found is really important for front-end planning is face-to-face meetings. And I still think that it's important to have face-to-face meetings. And certainly we've stayed away from that. And part of that is really the psychological part, the organizational behavior part, where we actually get to see each other. I get to read body language and facial expression. We get to hear the inflection of people's voices, understand the meaning is a little different than what we thought it could have been. We don't get all that, for instance, with remote meetings, but the remote meeting thing, I think, is here to stay. And certainly industries found workarounds to COVID in terms of the planning aspects. I think another thing that we've seen is, especially early on in the pandemic, a lot of projects were delayed. There was a lot of uncertainty. We're starting to see projects get going again as the economy is picking up. In some cases, those projects continued to plan during that time frame, which allowed them to get more planning done, or they had to tweak their plans based on the financial indicators that they were seeing or other physical characteristics of the projects that they would have to look at. So there was some delays, and some of those delays probably were good because projects really took a hard look at themselves, and in some cases, maybe they didn't go any further. In certain cases, we saw situations where projects had to be replanned, and those were situations where we probably hadn't taken into consideration a pandemic, the need to be physically distanced, the need to handle people in a different manner to try to keep them from infecting others in terms of a pandemic. And those things, I think, we'll continue to think through even post-COVID. But if we look at projects such as airport terminals or any kind of public transportation, hospitals, public buildings where people come in, we need space to socially distance ourselves in some cases. We need the ability to go outside, but within security, we need, in some of those situations, the ability to turn the air over and actually clean the air in a much better manner than we have in the past. And so a number of projects that were in the works in front-end planning, because of this pause, they've gone back and looked at how do we really reinvent ourselves. And schools are another example of that, for instance, in terms of what did we learn from COVID and what can we take forward as we go. I think, in terms of safety, if we looked at front-end planning, when we started thinking about it and how the projects were going to be executed, we started to think, how can we make for a better or more safe work environment for construction workers? Can we segregate projects into pieces that can be built in other places and then bring them together so we have fewer workers in proximity to others as we go forward? Some things that really were impacted that we have to think about in in front-end planning, and especially so in a COVID-19 environment. Number one is, you know, the safety issue, as I mentioned, but also the availability of workforce. You know, who's available? It's always been in short supply. It's probably even worse now. And that's an issue that we really have to look at. And certainly the uncertainty of regulatory requirements is part of that. The supply chain has been disrupted significantly. And so there are things you can do in front-end planning to plan for that. To try to pre-purchase, to try to look at the schedule and figure out how we're going to get materials and so on and so forth. So all of those things, I think, really are issues that front-end planning, if done the right way, can actually address up front, at least have plans in place to handle those issues, if not change the design or change the environment that we're actually working in. I think one other thing I would say is that, you know, as we've gone through this pandemic and really the miracle of getting vaccines to the public, hundreds of millions of doses, billions of doses to the public. I mean, obviously there was some good front-end planning going on in those pharmaceutical companies. Not only were they developing the drugs, but they had to deliver those drugs. And they had to deliver them through a supply chain. They had to deliver them through a manufacturing facility. And those facilities had to be planned based on what's been successful in the past. So there was a lot of, I think, excellent front-end planning going on in certain organizations so that we could get to the point where we could deliver those vaccines to people all over the world.
Yeah, absolutely agree with you, especially when you spoke about this whole vaccination situation. I also believe that there was great front-end planning going on in there. And, you know, the huge delay that you said that obviously that forced some companies, some projects to go back and take the time to think and plan. And now, you know, that kind of makes me think, you know, now that as the storm seems to be slowly passing and we seem to be slowly easing back into the quote unquote normal, if we look 10 years into the future, what lessons or processes do you think will still be in place that would be sort of like learned, that was learned through this whole COVID experience? What do you think is here to stay?
Well, I think that, you know, as I said earlier, I think one thing that we've learned to do is meet virtually quite effectively. And so I think that, you know, this idea of not having to do virtual meetings in the future once we can get back together is probably a fallacy. I think we'll see a lot more distributed workforce and planning. You know, people can really be all over the world, all over the region, all over the continent, and be effective in participating. Whereas perhaps in the past we had to be co-located or we were co-located. You know, co-location means that you have accessibility to certain skill sets. And now we have accessibility really anywhere you can sit as long as you have a good internet connection. So I think that really is something that won't change from a front-end planning perspective as we move forward. I think there are some other things that in technologies, for instance, the ability to share drawings, the ability to share different types of camera feeds and things like that, where, you know, we don't have to go do a walkthrough facility. We can have one person doing it. Everybody can be there. Technology wise, it just makes sense to do that now. And many times those are things that, you know, are part of the front end planning process. And so we can be more efficient in doing those kinds of things. I think from a design perspective, I think we'll continue to see people address, you know, the issues around disease transmission in future designs. I think it'll probably be codified, if I'm not mistaken. And of course, humans also like to forget about bad things. And so who knows, in 10 years, we may have just tried to put all this behind us. But I don't think so. I think some of this will be codified in terms of, you know, the ability to have social distancing, the types of building systems that we have where we can have turnover of air and clean the air much more effectively and so on, trying to, at least in public spaces, trying to reduce the spread of disease, not just COVID, but the cold and the flu and the measles and the mumps and every other disease that we have out there. You know, I guess we'll ease back into normal at some point. I still think it's extremely important to get people together. There's a human part of this thing where you look at each other and you can build relationships, I think, much better when you're in a room and you're meeting together. But, you know, I think we won't lose all the lessons from COVID-19. And I think some things will actually be really good for us as we move forward. I think it also is leading us to a point where we have to come to grips with the whole workforce issue, at least in countries like the United States, and the idea of being much more effective in terms of modularization and pre-assembly and how we put things together, because we just don't have the workforce to do that anymore. So we have to be smarter about how we plan our projects. So I'm glad that we're hopefully almost at the end of this pandemic. I know many of our listeners have had this disease. It's no fun. And certainly it would be nice to get back into quote unquote normal, whatever that means. So thank you very much for listening to me.
Of course. Dr. Gibson, I absolutely enjoy listening to this. And, you know, in the future, we're going to have an episode for our audience, because they don't know what we have planned yet for this season. We are going to be talking about modularization and with lack of workforce that we're currently going through in 2021. I think that would be a pretty cool episode too. Anywho, thank you, Dr. Gibson, for sharing with our audience your knowledge today. And we'll have you with us in the future episodes, of course. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. If you have any suggestions or feedbacks, please connect with us. This is Liam from the Fan and Pan Guru at ASU. From me and Dr. Gibson, have a lovely day.